الحمد لله رب العالمين. استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه وأسأل التوبة والمغفرة والهداية إنه التواب الرحيم. وفقنا يا كريم واغفر لنا بفضلك يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ملك يا قدوس يا حافظ يا الله الأول يا الله الآخر يا الله الظاهر يا الله الباطن يا الله حاله وشره من الله تعالى. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيد الأولين والآخرين. اشفعنا يا شفيع المذنبين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. قال الله تعالى في كتاب العزيز، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر. ليلة القدر حيث من ألف الشهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر يسر. السلام هي مطلع الفجر، صدق الله العظيم. الله تعالى says in the Quran al-Kareem, surely we revealed the Quran al-Kareem on the night of power. And what will make you understand what is Laylatul Qadr? The night of power is better than 1,000 months. Angels and the spirit descend in it by the permission of their Lord for every affair. Peace is it till the break of dawn. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Allahu Ta'ala has created a night. During which all what will happen, who will be born, who will die, who will eat, who will be hungry, whether it will rain or not, whether the earth will shake or not, will be decided for the next year. That night is called Laylatul Qadr. That the destiny of all and every one of us will be decided on that night. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, seek Laylatul Qadr in the last one third of the month of Ramadan, that is 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th or 29th of the month of Ramadan. But Hadrat Ibn Abbas says, Like Laylatul Qadr could be any night of the month of Ramadan, or it could be any night outside of the month of Ramadan. Imam Shafi says that if a mu'min would pray the sunset prayer and the night prayer the whole year in Jama'at, that person certainly would have met Laylatul Qadr and would have done his duties for the Laylatul Qadr. We believe that on that night Allah Ta'ala has sent the Quran al-Kareem from the Levh-i Mahfuz, which is a place on the right side of the Arsh-i Ala, made out of red rubies and white pearls, and it is wider from here till the sky where the original Quran al-Kareem is kept. So it's on that night it has descended to Sama'i Dunya, to the heavens of the world, and from there during 23 years Jibreel alayhi salam brought it piece by piece to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one night Jibreel came to Rasulullah and said that during the time of the Bani Israel, a warrior, probably the Prophet Dawood, did not take away, did not take off his armor for 80 years and fought for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saddened and prayed to Allah Ta'ala and said, O Lord, the life of my ummah are short. The life of the Bani Israel of the time was long. So they were able to do such deeds for you and you rewarded them. Woe to my ikhwan, woe to my ummah, what could they do? On that Allah Ta'ala has revealed the Surah Qadr, in which he says that night is better than 1,000 months, 83 years, a long life, a good deed done in that life is worth 83 years of good deed. But when is that night? We usually celebrate it, the whole Islamic world, the 27th of the month of Ramadan, with very nebulous reasons, such as that the number of letters in Laylatul Qadr is 9, and Laylatul Qadr is repeated thrice, 3 times in that ayat, in that surah. So 9 times 3 is 27, therefore 27th is the Laylatul Qadr. There was once a nice devout farmer who had a little farm, and unfortunately he had three no good sons, lazy, without working they liked to live the high life. So like everybody else, the day came for the farmer that he was going to meet his Lord, and he called his three children and he said, "My sons, in that field yonder there is a treasure. I am soon going to die and I won't be able to till and work on the field. So as you don't like to work, you might as well look for that treasure in that field," said he. "Oh, Father, but where exactly is it, that treasure? Tell us." "Ah, my sons, it was so long ago that I dug and put that treasure and I don't remember anymore where exactly the treasure is." And the man died. And of course, the three lazy sons picked up the pick and the shovel, and dig they did, and dig they did, dig they did, day after day, month after month, they dug deep that field, and there was no treasure. But one of them said, "Look, that field was never that well treated. We dug it so deep. We must as well plant something in it." So they did. And by the grace of Allah, they received a great harvest. And they did it again and received a great harvest. Allah Ta'ala knows who we are. He created us. He blew our souls into us. He taught us His names. He created us as Ahsan al-Taqwim, but we reduced ourselves to Asfal al-Safilin. He knows how lazy, how stupid we all are. So, like the father hid the treasure, he hides the Laylatul Qadr in our own lives. And if we were not lazy, if we were not stupid, we would use this incredible treasure which Allah Ta'ala has placed in each and every one of us. In the lowest of us, there is the Asma'ul Husna, and the month of Ramadan is the time that we were supposed to bring it up to our consciousness. The beauty, the wisdom, the kindness, the gentleness, the generosity, the ability to forgive. All the 99 beautiful names, in addition to all the names of all and everything Allah Ta'ala has placed it in us. Better still, He blew from His own soul, our soul, into us. That treasure is right in our pocket. But we are so lazy that we cannot put our hands in our pocket and take it out and use it. So he said that I have created one night for you. You look and find it. And on that night, show me that you are truly believers and Muslims. Then on that night, be prepared to accept your qadar, your destiny. On that night, show trust in me, show tawakkul in me. On that night, show me that in your consciousness that you are aware of my names, of my divine names in you. Show some kindness, show some forgiveness, show some justice, show some generosity on that night. And I will multiply it with 80 years and write it in your book and put you in my Jannah. Ibadallah, let us pray this prayer as if it was our last prayer. Let us fast this Ramadan as if it was our last Ramadan. For indeed, tomorrow will come, but we may not be here. Indeed, Ramadan is going to come again next year, but we may not be here. Ya Rabbi, have mercy on this Jamaat.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, teach us the real reality. Teach us the truth of Islam. Ya Rabbi, teach us the adab of Muhammadi and the adab of Quran al-Kareem. So that we may hope to receive the Shafa'at of Muhammadi. Ya Rabbi, you have given us this beautiful month for the purification of our heart, which we have turned into a stable. While you say that you do not fit into the heavens and the earth which you have created, yet you fit into the loving heart of your believing servants. Ya Rabbi, for the sake of the Shahr Ramadan, for the sake of the Laylatul Qadr, for the sake of the Quran al-Azim, for the sake of your beloved who you have sent as our prophet, Ya Rabbi, cleanse our heart.
Amen.
And turn it into Baytullah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ya Rabbi, when you brought us to the face of this planet, we were hungry, you fed us, We were new, you dressed us. We knew neither to walk nor to talk. You taught us to walk and to talk. And you have given us two devoted servants who spent their lives taking care of us, our parents. Ya Rab, even before we knew what we needed, all our lives, you have given us all what we need and much more. All these gifts, Ya Rab, which we cannot possibly count. Yet, we want more. We are never satisfied. We are never thankful. Ya Rab, have mercy on us.
Amen.
Teach us thankfulness.
Amen.
And count us amongst your thankful servants.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, seldom, but sometimes, you test us never above our forbearance to see if we truly believe in you, if we truly obey you, if we love you. Not that you know, not so that we know ourselves. You test us with little hunger, with little pain, with little sickness, taking away from us things which we think are ours, but in reality they are all yours. And there are how many times you repeat in your book, praising patience. Patience is the key to Jannah. Patience is the cause of victory. Patience, you say in Mawlahu Ma'as-Sabirin, that you are together like this with the one who will show patience. And Ya Rab, we never show patience. On the contrary, we complain about you to our doctors, to our dentists, to our lawyers, to our wives, to each other. Ya Rab, have mercy on us. Teach us patience and count us amongst your patient servants. Ya Wahid, Ya Ahad, you say, hold on to Habullah, hold on to your religion and do not separate yourself from each other. The Prophet which you sent to us says, my Ummah is like one single body. If the finger aches, the whole body aches. He also said that if we do not love each other, our faith is not complete. Ya Rab, we love each other, we hate each other. 1,000,000,000 unity, we are like a broken mirror in thousands of pieces. Not we hate each other, only we kill each other. But once we were all together, and when we were all together, we were beautiful, we were wise, we were wealthy, we were powerful. Everybody loved us and copied us and respected us. Ya Rab, Ya Wahid, Ya Ahad, bring back to unity to Ummat Muhammad.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, bring back to unity among Ummat Muhammad.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, for the sake of the blessed month of Ramadan, where all of us, we are doing what you ask us to do, and we ask you, Ya Rabbi, bring unity amongst Ummat Muhammad.
Amen.
And bring the beauty and the glory and the wisdom
ذكر محمد آمين بذلك سيدنا سبيل طهار ياسين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد المخلف الملوان فصعتب الأسران فكرر التجدان فاستكفل الفرقدان فبلغ بالوها والواها في بيشهين من الطريات والصلاة فبارك وسلم عليه كثيرا 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 فصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأولياء والصالحين وعلى ملائكتك والمقربين وعلى أهل ساتك أجمعين من أهل السماوات وأهل الأرض فرضوان الله تعالى على آل رسول الله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.